The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, this is not an April Fool's joke set up. Gmail is celebrating a milestone today. It is two decades old. Mike Dubusky covers technology for ABC News, joins us right now to talk about the 20th birthday of Gmail. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, the big 2-0 for Gmail, a service that many are likely familiar with. 1.8 billion users is how many Gmail accounts are out there in some capacity or another. If that were one account for every person, which is not necessarily the case because some people have more than one Gmail account, but if it were one per one person, it would be 1/7 of the global population when it comes to Gmail accounts, which is pretty eye-opening. Interestingly enough, in 2004, when Gmail launched on April 1st, people did think it was an April Fool's joke because it made a really big promise. 1 gigabyte of free storage, which sounds like nothing today, yeah. Paul, but in 2004 was huge. Contemporaries of Gmail, the AOLs, the Hotmails of the world, they really only offered about 15 megabytes of storage, between 30 and 60 emails equivalent. Well, Gmail was offering 13,000 emails worth of storage, and that was really a game changer in the world of email. It largely changed the way that we communicated online because you didn't need to constantly attend to your inbox to delete things in order to make space for new emails to come in. You could kind of just casually chat with your friends with peace of mind to go along with it.
How has it changed over the 20 years, Mike?
So interestingly enough, if you go back and look at what the original iteration of Gmail looked like, it does feel like 20 years. Mm-hmm. It really did change its style and look over time. But in terms of how its core functionality operated, it really hasn't changed. You can send an email using Gmail by and large the same way you did in 2004, but they've added a number of sort of ancillary features. So smart replies, this idea that, you know, as you're typing a sentence, Google can use its artificial intelligence to fill in the rest of that sentence for you. Those have become very popular features within Gmail. Also, the unsubscribe button. This is something that a lot of people rely on. We've all been in the position where you get an email from a service that you've never signed up for, some spam email. Well, you can always scroll down to the bottom of that email, and right there is the unsubscribe button, which presumably will take that out of the rotation. But I think in some cases that doesn't always work as intended, or at least as Google intended. Interestingly enough, looking to the next 20 years, Paul, it is sort of unclear where Gmail is going to go. We talked about how it changed communication on the internet back in the day. It became a much more casual way to communicate with your friends. Well, a lot of those conversations now are happening on social media or in group chats, which sort of has left Gmail and email in general to be a much more formalized affair. What that portends for the next two decades is anyone's guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. You say 20 years, and to, you know, on the one hand, that sounds like a long time, but on the other hand, it's really kind of a blink of an eye in terms of technology, isn't it?
It certainly is. And if you go back 20 years, it's interesting to just see where Google was. They didn't have the capacity to handle the amount of interest that Gmail generated. They only dedicated a couple servers to this project. Obviously, their focus was on search at the time and continues to be. But that means that they had Gmail operate as an invite-only service for the initial few years. People forget this, but from 2004 to 2007, you had to know someone in order to have a Gmail account. You had to be invited to be a part of it, and that was an effort to trim the interest and allow their servers to have the space and the overhead they needed in order to continue functioning. Now, in 2007, on February 14th, they opened it up to everyone as sort of a Valentine's Day gift. But for a period of time there, Paul, invites to Gmail were going for $250 on eBay. Just speaks to the interest level that people had in this pretty mundane email service.
I had forgotten all about that. That's fascinating stuff. Mike, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Of course. Take care.
Bye-bye.